Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 10th, 2022. Today is Thursday in the first week of Lent. Our reflection today is drawn from Luke's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 1 through 20. When we last left John the Baptist, his name was John, son of Zechariah, and he was an infant in arms, being cradled with affection by his father Zechariah and mother Elizabeth. Now, some years later, John is beyond the Jordan, baptizing people as a prophetic act of repentance. We don't know what the relationship, other than distant kinfolk, John and Jesus shared. We don't know if Jesus followed closely John's teaching and preaching. We don't know if they spent time together growing up. We have no record of them sharing theological insights with one another. All of those matters will have to be left to conjecture and shrouded in the mists of time. What we do know from the biblical record is that Jesus' public ministry begins formally after he has been baptized in the Jordan by John. But for the moment, let's think about John's preaching, what he was saying to people before he was baptizing them. He was clear that baptism was the beginning of one's journey of repentance and not the end of it. He says to the crowds in the gospel today, "Bear fruit worthy of repentance." In other words, you're getting baptized today, make some changes in how you're living from henceforth. That's a good word. And what you read further in today's passage is that people begin to ask John specific questions about what an ethic after baptism is supposed to be. What should we do, they say. And John has some very practical applications. If you have two coats, share one with someone who doesn't have a coat. If you have food, share food with those who don't have anything to eat. If you're a tax collector, just collect what is owed to the government. Don't try to make extra money off of the enterprise. If you're a soldier, be content with your wages and do not use your authority as a means of extortion. These very practical ethical constraints, if we pay attention, sound remarkably familiar to certain sections of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. So, for John, being baptized in water is the start, not the end. It leads to a change in lifestyle, a change in behavior, a change in ethics. It's not simply about going through the ceremony. I think about this every time that we do baptism in the church. Now, the Episcopal Church, along with plenty of other mainline liturgical churches, practice infant baptism. And so for us to baptize an infant is to offer that infant an opportunity for connection and for lifelong formation in the faith. What's challenging, however, is that as infant baptism is often lived out, it becomes a ceremony of celebration and a rite of passage. But the follow-up in teaching this young child how to live the ethic of following Jesus, that often gets lost in the process. For those of us who are adults, even though baptism is a once-for-all sacrament, we do not re-baptize people. Even though it's a once-for-all in terms of the water being applied, the opportunity to repent, make amends, and to bear fruit worthy of that repentance, well, that opportunity is always before us. And a guideline that we use as Episcopalians for how we bear fruit worthy of repentance, I believe, is found in the baptismal covenant in the prayer book. Before we baptize anyone, we as a congregation reaffirm our own commitment to the life of the baptized. That life of being baptized includes renouncing Satan, renouncing evil powers of the world, renouncing those sinful desires that draw us from the love of God, perpetually turning to Jesus Christ, perpetually accepting Him as our Savior, perpetually putting our trust in His grace and love, perpetually promising to follow and obey Him as our Lord. To live and to bear fruit worthy of repentance includes, for us now as Christians, continuing in the Apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers, continuing to resist evil, continuing when we fall into sin, when we do things that we know we shouldn't be doing, or think things we know we shouldn't be thinking, to repent, to turn around, to make a new start, to proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ. That's how we bear the fruit worthy of repentance. Seeking and serving Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves, striving for justice and peace among all people, respecting the dignity of every human being. We've got plenty of work to do. These are the opportunities before us in which we can more fully live into our identity as people who have been baptized into the body of Christ. My prayer as we move through these days of Lent is that we would each become more attuned to the ways in which we can make a new start. We can become more intentional about how we live our lives in such a way that we give witness to the baptism that we have been brought into. Whether we remember that baptism or not, we now have the opportunity to live like the baptized people we are. So, the word from John to the crowd is a good word for us today. Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Let us pray. Almighty God, by whose providence your servant John the Baptist was wonderfully born and sent to prepare the way of your Son, our Savior, by preaching repentance, make us so to follow his teaching and holy life that we may truly repent according to his preaching, and following his example, constantly speak the truth, boldly rebuke vice, and patiently suffer for the truth's sake. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.